to each other endlessly all day, all week, all month, until they find some other thing that most people would say, enough already, give it a rest. But they just milk it and milk it and milk it and milk it. Something funny will happen, and they will just bring it up to each other over and over and over and over and over and over again. Because any excuse that you can use to hold yourself in that place of feeling good lets you then be the fuller receiver of what's done, what's done, what's done. But don't do any of these processes to make something happen. It's done, it's done, it's done. Don't do them to make them happen. Don't do them even to get it. Don't do it even to get there. It's done, 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 it's done. You are in your physicalness, you are so insignificant in relationship to what's done. It's done. Do you realize the world you are creating? Do you see your vibrational escrow? We do. It's done, and it's magnificent, and it's done, and it's magnificent. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. Now talk about it, because it feels good to talk about it, because it doesn't need more work. You don't need the clarity in order to make it happen. It's done. You don't need the conversation. You don't need the processes to make it happen. It's done. The only reason that you want to talk about anything is because it feels good to talk about it. Tell the stories that feel good to talk about it. Talk about it because it feels good. Think about it because it feels good. But don't do it because you need to do it, because you don't need to do it, because it's done. But if you think you need to do it, now you're holding yourself apart from it. You've got to accept that it's done before you start closing the gap. Good.
Thank you.
Now that was worth choking over for a little while, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Abraham, I asked you this before, and I'd like to sort of follow up, and this is regarding words, verbal words versus feelings. I find it expedient for me to tell people that I cannot see well with my physical eyes, and in a previous conversation, you told me quite clearly not to worry about what other people think, and I don't. But the question is, it's just things.
Well, you know the story. You know the story that we were telling earlier about the. What is the name of the device?
Potentiometer.
What a good name. Potentiometer that takes a segment of vibration and allows the discernment of it in a fuller fashion. Not so different, as we said, from a magnifying glass or from, it's another perspective at a segment of data that blows it up and makes it more discernible. So your eyes are interpreting vibration, that's why you see. Your ears are interpreting vibration, that's why you hear. Your nose and fingertips and tongue, they are vibrational interpreters. So while, as you think about your vision as the interpreter that it is, and rather than comparing your visual interpreters to that of others, which is an interesting thing, it's Esther loves allowing us to flow through her in a room like this, because while she can see colors, she can discern them. You become energy to Esther's eyes as she allows Abraham to flow through. So we don't see this room as Esther sees this room. We see this room as vibration. So what we're saying to you is, you could let your emotions, you could let your sensors be those more exaggerated eyes. In other words, very often while Esther's driving, she will have a sensing of something she has not seen before she sees it. Doesn't that happen to you all the time?
Yes.
Don't you know who's going to walk around the corner right before they do? Don't you often know that the phone's going to ring right before it rings? Very often, Esther will pick up the phone and Jerry will say, "Why are you picking up the phone while it's ringing?" And it's because at some level she can feel that there's someone getting ready to call. And so we just want you to stop acknowledging what your eyes cannot see and move to another